Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Final hour of the program happening right here on Fan After Dark. Fred Davis, Blake Elliott, Khaki Kev behind the glass on the 1s, 2s, and 3s. And then we've had two very, very special guests with us today. Jay Koppelman, Executive Director of Mission Within Foundation. And then, of course, Mr. Robert Gallery, former second overall pick, 8-year NFL veteran, spent time with the Oakland Raiders, the then Oakland Raiders and the Seattle Seahawks, and now the founder of the Athletes for Care Foundation, and of course Ibogaine being the common thread between the both of you gentlemen. And so just parting shots, final thoughts, and we'll talk a little bit more about the foundation and give the information out for folks that want to join or learn more about it. But Jay, I'll start with you. Kind of, you know, for folks who've been able to, you know, listen to us and you know, heard a little bit about your story, heard a little bit about Robert's story. You know, maybe they're a prior athlete, maybe they're prior combat, military, whatever it is. Maybe they're a former cop, whatever. And maybe they're struggling with some of the things that you guys have already mentioned. How could Mission With Foundation be of some service to them? And how would they find out more about it?
Yeah. Thanks for asking that question, Fred. Everybody needs some help, mm-hmm. right? And so, you know, if somebody's looking for help, if they want a scholarship, they can go to missionwithinfoundation.org, and we have a link right there where they can apply for a scholarship. And we do provide scholarships to veterans and first responders. So law enforcement, firefighters, you know, if you're out there and you need some help, we can probably help you out. Of course, we can't do that without donors,
right?
We need people to help support what we're doing. I think that a way this has garnered so much attention is that veterans are kind of leading the way, and then football players are coming in and helping to pave the way in that world. And so it gets a lot of attention because it's veterans. Everybody wants to help veterans.
Absolutely.
Right? You know, there are young guys out there.
Yeah.
Not old guys like me who were in combat when we were older, but young guys who went and their lives are never going to be the same, mm-hmm. right? They're 19 years old. Their brains haven't developed yet.
Exactly.
And so they suffer all that trauma. And so, yeah, just check out Mission Within Foundation. We're happy to help anybody that we can. I mean, I think it's my obligation to share my story and to let others know that they're not alone. You know, there is help. There's definitely help. And I want to bring it to them.
Are there any real quick? Are there any places? Is it only Mexico that you can go to for
what
right
I was
now?
Ask.
Yeah. So unfortunately, you know, we have to go. We signed up to defend our country, but we have to leave the country to go get the healing that we need. You know, and so hopefully with things like the Texas Ibogaine Initiative being passed into law, and now former Governor Perry leads the Americans for Ibogaine organization.
Okay.
You know, more states are coming on board, and with that momentum, we think that the federal government will eventually come around. Like Secretary Collins, Secretary of the VA, he's on board. Secretary Kennedy is on board. Vice President Vance is on board.
Okay.
When he was on Rogan and Rogan was telling him about this, Vice President Vance just said, well, then why the F aren't we doing this?
Yeah.
You know, even President Trump. So there, I think it's coming.
It's trending in the right direction.
It's definitely trending in the right direction and it's coming, but you know, it's still a slog because it's classified as a Schedule I drug,
right?
Which means there's no medical application and it's addictive. Mm. Ibogaine is the complete opposite of that. There is proven medical application and it's the last thing you're going to become addicted to.
I mean, just the way you guys were explaining it. I mean, 12 hours, my God.
You talked about going to a retreat. Is there, how many of those happen a year? Is it a thing where it's once a year? And if you're on that scholarship list, you're able to go. It's something that happens every week, every month. Kind of how does that go? People want to get involved.
Yes.
They already missed their chance. Can they still?
Yeah. So like the Mission Within Center does these retreats 3 to 4 times a month.
Okay.
So, you know, they're treating, you know, 24 guys a month, potentially, you know, 6 at a time. And so, you know, when you got that every month, you know, and there are breaks, right, for Christmas or whatever. So it's a couple hundred people a year go through just the Mission Within. And then there are other centers that I work with. So.
No. All right. Real quick, because I've had a couple people text in. From the 469, I come from a meth addicted father and a pill addicted mom. I chose alcohol so I wouldn't be like them. Any advice? And how much does the program cost for a non-military pro player? This sounds like it might be the thing for me.
Yeah, it is. Right, like we talked, it is good for a lot of things, and addiction is one of them.
Yeah.
So, right, is this the magic pill for everyone? No, but is it an option?
Yeah.
Right, if other things don't work, for sure. Right, I think, you know, Jay can talk on the Mission Within. There are different facilities. This can range from, you know, I think from $6,000 to $15,000, right, for these different treatments. Some of these different facilities are, you know, set up or longer or shorter. So I would say that's just an honest answer of in that range, that's right now, right? So can everyone fork out that much money to do
right.
it? No, right? That's why Texas is doing this, trying to do these studies to make it available in the U.S. so it's more affordable. But there are places, right, for those people that last-ditch effort to, if they can find a way or get to something like that, there are options for, you know, the everyday person to go do it.
Okay. Yeah.
And so, you know, like the Mission Within Center, it's not really set up to do detox. It's primarily veterans and first responders,
sure.
NFL football players, who need this, but you got to be clean when you go.
Sure.
But there's a center that I do work with where I send veterans and first responders called New Path.
Okay.
And they're also down in Mexico, but they will do the detox program as well. It's additional money.
Sure.
Right? So on top of the $6,500, you're paying additional money for the detox program when you get there, and then they roll you into the Ibogaine. But it's out there. It's available. You know, the average scholarship that I've awarded is like $8,800 and change.
Okay.
So it's not inexpensive.
No.
But with that, you're getting the extra therapy. You're getting, you know, the functional medicine.
Yeah.
In some cases, you get the meditation. So.
And that's why we're out talking about it, because we want this to become more affordable and more.
Absolutely. Right.
You know, for everyone. Right. The way I have people that reached out to us. I have a gal that has a terrible story. Right. Has been through a ton of trauma.
Yeah.
Right. And she's like, I can't afford this. And I said, I don't have an answer for you. Right. Like there are scholarships for different types of people. There are more organizations like ours trying to start up. Right. But that's why we need to talk about it. So this is able to be done in the U.S. that they're using it in within our medical system to help people, because it can be. But it's the part of that process. It's not going to happen overnight. It's got to be talked about and educated, and laws passed and FDA cleared. And that's what we're trying to do.
My goal is that through enough advocacy and education that I work myself out of a job.
Sure.
Right. I want it to become legalized for clinical settings, for research, for therapeutic benefits. We're not talking legalizing this for recreational use.
Exactly.
I would never advocate for that. it would be unsafe and it would be irresponsible of me to do that. But if we can get it to the point where the government takes this off of Schedule One and now makes it available through insurance, we could heal the world.
Does the fact that, you know, weed has gotten a lot less scrutinized, I mean, you know, again, we're all old enough to remember back in the day. I mean, you know, the devil's lettuce, and now here it is. It's legal in half the country. Hell, the NFL doesn't even test for it anymore, right? And so, could that now? And look, trust me, I get it. The difference between smoking weed and ibogaine is night and day different. But could that be kind of, you know, the weed path? Could that be kind of like a precursor for what ibogaine could possibly follow as far as from a governmental standpoint?
Yeah, I think it shows that there's growth, right? Our world has changed, right?
Yeah.
Years ago, that it was a hard no, right? So they're showing that these different, you know, medicines have a use and have a healing power, right? Yeah. So we don't want it running around the streets. You don't want an ibogaine shop down the corner, but you want it in a controlled setting,
yeah.
Given to by doctors. So, you know, we have to keep faith that, yes, our world has changed and we're more accepting. We have to prove that this is truly a medicine. Right. So that it can be used. And I think the right thing will be done. I mean, Texas took that first step and put all that money towards it. Right. That's Texas.
Is any other state besides Texas putting forth the resources?
I'm a part of that. We all are, you know, working together for that. That's the American Ibogaine Initiative. So we're working with all the other states now. And I want to say we have a meeting in another month with 13 other states that are interested in trying to do what Texas has done. Texas paved the way. So, yes, there are many other states that are going to try and put money forward to help study so we can push this thing forward.
Yeah. So November,
okay.
November 6th through 9th in Aspen, we'll be attending the Aspen Ibogaine meeting that's being run by Americans for Ibogaine.
Okay.
So it's going to be like a who's who of 100 people in the Ibogaine space in the country coming together and working on these issues.
And it's called it's the American Ibogaine Initiative.
It's the Aspen Ibogaine meeting.
Okay.
That is being run by Americans for Ibogaine.
Gotcha.
Of which Governor Perry is the chairman.
Okay.
And Brian Hubbard is the CEO.
Gotcha. Okay. Fantastic.
And they were on Rogan. There's a great podcast late last year.
Okay.
Early January of 25 with Governor Perry and Brian Hubbard on the Joe Rogan Show talking about this.
Okay.
And there's probably no better evangelist that we could have than Brian Hubbard.
Okay. Good to know. Brian Hubbard. Let me ask you this, Mr. Gallery. Has this staying busy with this, you know, the Ibogaine and the Athletes for Care, has that kind of... Do you wish you'd have found this sooner after football? Now that's given you kind of like your, I mean, this is your baby now, right?
Yeah, no, it's given me purpose, you know.
Okay.
It helped me find purpose. Absolutely. I would have liked to have found it a lot earlier, not gone through all the stuff I did.
Right.
But it does. It gives me purpose to help other guys. And once I was brave enough to talk about my story, because I don't want to talk about this, right? Like, I don't want to talk about the gnarly things I thought and did,
yeah,
and how I treated my family and all these things, right? It's not fun to relive that, nor put them through that again.
Yeah.
But when I told a couple of my friends and they reached out and said, oh, hey, I've been going through this, or, oh, God, I thought it was just me, because I just suffered in silence because I thought it was only me.
Sure.
I'm the only NFL player that ever had issues.
Right.
So talking about it, and then, you know, that's why I started Athletes for Care, because I want guys to know there is another option. I'm not saying this is for everyone.
Sure.
Right. But I know a lot of guys that are suffering. Right.
Yeah.
And I would do it all over again. Right. I would do this, my same career, the same exact way with the same exact things that happened to me. Right. Because I loved that sport so much and what it taught me, what it did for me. Right. But now we have something that we can use to heal afterwards.
Yeah.
Right. Or if you are having issues, and I want guys to, and I've had plenty of guys reach out through our foundation that, hey, maybe I'm not to where you were on the darkness stuff, but the rage and these different things
are creeping up.
My addiction, this, right? It's so, you know, or you think about, I think about my son. I have a 10-year-old son. Everybody's like, are you going to let him play football? Yes, I am. Like, I learned so much from football, but do I know a lot more than my parents knew? Absolutely.
Yeah.
And are we going to be smart about things, right? I don't want to lose football. I don't want to make it just that everyone plays flag football. That's not right. But you got to make things safer. And but we want to keep the sport. And you gotta, right? Even the fan sees these guys, right? And you know, guys, we've talked off the air about it, guys that you know that played. You're like, I mean, some of these guys are off their rocker. And it's not just because they're bad people.
No.
They can't get over their career or they made too much money.
You had 100 car crashes every game.
Absolutely. And so people, right? Like if you can, you know, so that's why, you know, if you feel called to it, you know, athletesforcare.org, right? You can donate. We're same thing. We're trying to, you know, because that's the other thing we're trying to change is not every professional athlete is super wealthy, right? A lot of guys, you know, the average career is 3.2 years,
right?
So a lot of guys don't make it, right? So I want to be able to give grants to guys that can't afford it, right? And also, this isn't just for football. This is, I'm talking to hockey guys and UFC and, you know, anything with brain trauma, right? And I'm starting with athletes, but it's for everyone. I had a guy reach out through our foundation. He heard my stories from Iowa. Non-athlete, had early onset Parkinson's, which is another thing that Ibukin can help with.
Okay.
And he went and did it, and he's like, you are doing God's work. Like, keep talking about this.
Yeah.
The fact that someone would get on and talk about what they went through, and we've had numerous athletes, and that's why I'm here, is to say, hey, you don't have to suffer, right? You can, you can have change, and you can be better, and you can fix the things that we did to ourselves from a sport we loved.
To kind of put a bow on things, one word from each of you guys, how would you describe kind of where your head is at now?
I'd say mine is clear. I'm completely clear now. And I know why God spared me in combat. You know, I should have been dead 10 times over. You know, when you're in a gunfight and afterward, you see where you were and you see where the rounds hit, and it's all I can attribute that to is hand of God, that he saved me for a reason. And that reason is this, to be able to help others and to do for others what was done for me. So I'm very clear about everything now.
Yeah.
Right. Even like with jiu-jitsu, right after the Ibogaine, I was like, wow, I can actually learn these techniques now.
Okay.
Yeah, makes everything, I'm just very clear and I'm calm. Yeah.
Okay. And you?
You know, probably not what a former offensive lineman's supposed to say, but mine's probably love, right? Like,
I love it.
Learned to love myself. I can tell my kids, right? I was the old school, hard knock, right?
Don't show any emotion.
I you couldn't.
I get it.
And now I tell my kids every single day, every time they get out of the car, right?
Yeah.
Because now I'm proud of who I am. I love myself, right? So now I can love my family and my friends.
Yeah.
And tell my kids every single, you know, I have no. I've told my kids I've loved them more since I've done the medicine.
Yeah.
Because,
and I mean it, right?
No, it's absolutely.
Like, it's
absolutely.
Another thing this medicine does for you is like lets you be vulnerable. Like that's what a man does. A man tells his daughter and his son that.
100%.
Them, right?
100%. That,
hey, you did this wrong, but I love you.
I still love you. 100%. 100%. Well, I'll tell you what, man. I Marissa, thank you so much. I'll tell you what. She, you know, it's one of those things.
Rings.
No, she absolutely does. You know, you get. You know, when you get in this business, and Robert and Jay, you guys know this. I mean, there's for every, you know, Athletes for Care and mission within the foundation that's doing the Lord's work, there's plenty of others that are just out there just trying to donate and do whatever. And I get a lot of emails, you know, hey, can we do this? Hey, can we do that? And you know what? I don't know what it was. It was just I was going through. I saw the veteran thing, and I didn't even notice that Robert Gallery was on the deal at first. And so I called Marissa, and we talked about it. And when she said, "Hey, Robert Gallery's a part of this," and I said, "Well, look, let's make this happen," and I'm glad we did. So you guys,
I got to tag along.
No, you awesome. Look, you guys are, hey, man, I'll tell you what, you know, like I said, having spent 4.5 years in the Navy, spent some time on a Marine base, I can't say enough for the work you guys do. And you know, I remember being on that base, and they didn't know I was a Navy guy, and this dude's like, hey, check out this EGA. And I was like, I don't know.
Hey, well,
I was like,
I'd be remiss if I didn't say thank you for your service.
Well, I'm just, I was glad to be a part of it, and, you know.
We didn't do the NFL part, though, so we can't. We can't.
We did. Look, we did.
We were close. We were close.
Well, look, I'll tell you what. And for being a left tackle, a thankless position, but one of the most important positions in all of professional sports, my hat's off to you. But like I said, I can't thank you guys enough. And you're doing God's work out there. And I'm glad you guys were able to come by and spend a little bit of your time today and preach that message.
Yeah, so thanks for having us.
100%. Robert Gallery, Jake Koppelman. We'll give out the information. We'll tweet it out and all that good stuff as well. So let's take a quick break. We got a couple segments left to go.
We got to do our picks. Here.
We got to do our picks. I'm kicking ass taking names, but hey, that's just what I do. All right, Ibogaine or no Ibogaine, I'm still kicking Blake's ass. Don't go.
Listen up, football fans, you won't want to miss this
right now. New Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm gonna bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Anywhere, it's Fan After Dark. All right, welcome back in, and tell you what, little wonky on the clock, but that's okay. We are back in it to win it. 877-881-1053, that is the Franklin Frankel Injury Attorney text line. Hey, Trevor, come on in here real quick. You're our Stars correspondent. Come on in.
Can I read some texts?
You absolutely can, except for this 817 loser, but okay. Continue.
832, this is heavy, but informative show tonight. Good stuff, fellas. Tolo. 940, this is phenomenal. Good job, man, on the interview.
Thank you.
Let's see. Okay, 817.
Not that 817. There was another 817 that was a pure a-hole.
Ibogaine Talk has been the most introspective and thought-provoking segment on this station ever. Way to go, Fan After Dark.
Ding,
469, awesome discussion. Really like this. Very interesting. This is why the Fan After Dark is the best show on the fan. Let's act like I ringed my bell. Thanks to Fred and Blake and Khaki Kev. Just tuned in. Who are we talking to?
Oh, that was Robert Gallery and Jay Koppelman.
Good to have my boys back. I think that's saying we're back on there. And that was fascinating for the 817. This could help so many people. Thanks for getting them on. 469, thanks so much for that. Best multi-segment ever.
Mm.
So much knowledge gained from that. I appreciate the real-life crossover that y'all do. Much better than how we fix the Cowboys' defense.
Let's just do picks tomorrow. You and I are on Friday, so we'll do picks tomorrow.
Okay.
I mean, I've already beating you in today's show. So
I mean, unless the Steelers scoring over
two.
No,
they didn't. No, because they tried to, and the ball got knocked down. So yeah. We'll do picks tomorrow. We'll do picks tomorrow. So, I look, you guys know one thing about what we do here on Fan After Dark, and we love to have a good time. We love to crack jokes and be irreverent and what have you. But at the same time, I think, and I've told Blake this on numerous occasions, I think the one thing that makes us a little bit different than, you know, your average radio show, forget what I mean, whatever time it might be, is I don't mind doing a heavy subject or a heavy topic.
We're versatile, man. We can do a whole segment of, you heard yesterday's show and our haikus, and then the next day we're getting into heavy stuff.
I mean that was fascinating and kind of like what I talked a little bit about at the end of the segment. And Blake, I've sent Blake some of these. I mean, he and I get a lot of just crap emails. Hey, we're talking. I mean, like, so for instance, I got an email today about some lady from ESPN. Hey, we're giving out barbecue next Wednesday. Want to stop by and tell your listeners? And that's cool. And we get a lot of that. And then every now and again, you'll get something like this where it's like, hey, look, we're trying to change lives here. And it's having a serious impact on people because everybody knows, whether it's former military, whether it's an athlete. And, you know, and Robert and I chit-chat a little bit on the way down. And it doesn't have, you don't have to be a professional athlete, right? You can be a college athlete that played, you know, and maybe you tried to play semi-pro or whatever it was. Arena football, right?
XFL.
And you could have CTE, right? I mean, it just, again, it's different for, you know, person to person.
Is there CTE in hockey?
Oh, there's absolutely CTE in hockey, yeah, right? So. I mean, hell, there's CTE in soccer. I mean, I think we're going to find that out. I don't know how many, you know, fastballs you take to the dome.
I guess just one could do it, though.
One could do it. I'm going to lean and say no, but no, not say that it couldn't.
Well, why'd you look at me? You don't think one fastball could do it, Trevor?
No, I know. I'm saying that one fastball could take you out. That's why I looked at you. That's true. Like, yeah, you know, murder, death, kill going on.
But the reality is that, you know, I appreciate what these guys are doing. And I mean, look, I'd never even heard of Ibogaine before I'd gotten that email. And so to hear about it from Jay and from Robert Gallery, and to listen to him talk about football and just kind of, you know, and his travails, as a former professional athlete. I mean, it's just something that, you know, I like to hear stuff like that.
I'll give you your props as well. Fantastic interviewing you did. I mean, thanks. I was just a support role and very aware of what I did, and I thought you did a good job driving the conversation in a professional.
You know how we do.
And I'm glad you kept your professional bag in. Yeah. You know, sometimes, you know, you can go off the rails and get a little funny. I thought you did a good job staying professional the whole time, locked in, good question. So round of applause for Freddie
not,
D.
I appreciate that. This was not
other than your one transition. Which was crazy. But other than that,
I had to. I mean, look, it was one of those things where, I mean, he's a combat veteran, right? Like, there was no easy way to go from talking football with Robert Gallery to, okay, take us back to when you had that gun in your mouth in the garage. Yeah. I think that's literally what I did.
That's literally
what I did. So, but he appreciated it, and we jumped right back into it.
How was the elevator on the way down?
Oh, it was great, man. We talked, I was talking to Robert. And I'll tell you what, and I hate to admit this.
He's taller than you?
Well, no, he's definitely taller than me. He's definitely taller than me.
How tall do you think
me.
He was? 6'7"?
6'7". No, he's 6'7". He's a big dude. 6'7", 6'7", 6'7". I told him, especially because, you know, he and I are the exact same age, right?
I mean, he looks younger than you, though.
Shut your ass up.
I mean, let's keep it real.
Shut up. I can be his little brother, okay? Let's get that straight.
His little brother in his pocket.
Yeah, he's all, I mean, oh, because you were standing up tall, too?
I know he's way bigger than
whatever.
Me.
Whatever.
I'm also what are y'all, 40?
44. Oh, because you're supposed to keep growing at some point? What, I should be 6'5 because I'm 44?
I think you're shrinking.
And you know what? I'll tell you what. You're going to need Ibogaine after this show's over.
How would you feel if you realized you were shrinking?
I'm not, okay?
Like, if you were 6'1 one day and you're like 5'10.
Well, then I'd be as tall as you. Okay, so anyway. Okay.
I'm also tubby.
Short and fat. I hate to say this as a Chiefs fan, but I'm going to do it. I'm getting a Robert Gallery jersey.
There you go.
I am getting a Robert Gallery jersey. I'll tell you what. I have a whole new respect for Robert Gallery.
And they took time out of their day. They already had a busy day.
Dude, they spent an hour and a half with us.
They could have easily been like, nah, it's one segment. We got to go.
But he appreciated. He thanked us for the conversation afterwards. And You know, because look, it's one thing to talk football and to talk the off the field stuff, but to kind of get in the weeds like we did, and I love doing that. I mean, that's the reality of it.
You get a Fan After Dark, baby.
That's what you get after Fan After Dark. So if you didn't get a chance, check it out. Like I said, we had a lot of fun, and again, it was very informative. All right, all that being said, we'll put that to the side. And tough night for the Stars tonight.
It was a tough night. Before we get into it, I do want to say when I was coming over here, I was listening and I was like, wow, this is serious. And I didn't know. I thought, are we still on Infinity? Like, why are we talking so?
So the voices didn't throw it on.
Whatever it was that was them two were talking. So it was
okay.
I was like, are we still having problems here on the station? But no, kudos to both of y'all, whoever, good job answering an email. Yeah. It was good. It was interesting.
It was
and
me.
Again, like,
no, just, joking. It was
kudos to y'all. Then the other side of the other horrible things, well, not horrible things, it was amazing things. The other side of the coin would be.
Nice picture you got over there as well.
My picture? Oh, no, I hate this picture.
Can you put it up to the fan?
We'll hear it in a second. I want to hear this.
The Stars struggled tonight. We had two good periods, first and third, and then the second period, our defense decided to not show up.
It was
awful. But there are kudos. Casey DeSmith might be the best backup goalie in the league.
Okay.
So this was not tonight was not on him. There was maybe one goal that like he probably could have done a better job. He made one of the nastiest saves I've seen in a while. Just literally flopping around looking like a dead fish out there. And then he scooped a puck. I mean, it was a millimeter away from just crossing the line and he saved the goal. It's phenomenal. It's good job. So DeSmith did very, very good. Miro,
Miko?
Miko got us a goal tonight, did a great job. But Miko, Robertson, and Rupe all together.
Yeah.
Get them on a line. We need to get them together. Just keep them together.
Get them on a line.
Because they are phenomenal together. There were some passes tonight that I was like, there's communication that is happening, telepathy, something. They did phenomenal job. Very, very happy with some of the stuff, but they're just unforced errors. And that's something, again, I don't know if it's a new system, learning what goalie has. I don't know exactly what it is, but there are so many unforced errors between just guys not hitting pucks where they should be, forced passes, things that just look really awful that I was not a huge fan of tonight.
And can we just all admit that the Steelers' defense are frauds?
Yes. Okay. Highest paid defense in the NFL, and they get 30 put on them every week.
You had Joe Flacco, 70-year-old Joe Flacco, just dealing tonight. You know what? Real quick, the only reason because they're showing highlights and we really didn't have a chance to talk about it at all.
Ja'Marr Chase had like 25 targets, by the way.
Well, I mean, why wouldn't you?
But that's a lot of targets. I think it's 24 or 25 targets he ended the game
with. T. Higgins got to be pissed. Maverick Bork, how was he tonight?
He got a goal tonight, baby.
Hey!
Yeah. Yeah, we interviewed him. That's the post-game interview that I have, I think, is him and...
do we have it?
No, I didn't give it to him. Well, I didn't know if y'all were going to... you know how 10 o'clock is for you guys. I didn't know if y'all wanted it.
If you tell me that you've got Maverick Bork from a question you asked...
Well, no. Not from a question that I asked. Now you're making me feel bad. Now you're making me feel bad.
Yeah, you should. No, you absolutely should. Because I gave you advice the other day, and I appreciate you texting me, asking me about that, and just be a dog, bro.
Well, so
stick that phone in his face. Trevor Beck, 105 through the Fan. Boom.
Morning host.
So I was talking to Reetma about it, and he has more experience, at least with the Stars, than I do. There are some guys that, man. So one thing, are y'all allowed to cheer when y'all go to?
No.
And that's what I'm saying. Don't look at me.
You know,
don't
you're not supposed to
like
cheer,
that.
Period. Don't you're a professional.
I don't care if I'm professional. I still love my team.
Oh, let me stop. No, stop. Stop.
I understand.
No, you can't say I don't care if I'm professional. You can't say that.
That's not what I mean. I
get it, but bro, you cannot cheer in the press box.
I get it, and I understood, and I found out after we scored our first goal.
Trevor went
Tuesday.
Crazy.
Trevor did not go crazy. Trevor did not go crazy. That did not happen.
He's lifting his shirt in the press box.
Wow.
I just gave a little and I got a couple of looks.
Yeah, I bet you did.
Well,
but you know, that's fair. That's fair.
It's
you didn't do it today, did it?
No.
Okay.
I mean, I gave a couple of fist pumps. And
no, that's look, a fist that, bump.
That's what I'm saying. We're still fans,
you
right?
Were in the, I think you were in the press box the other day or a couple of weeks ago when, because look, I because here's the thing, and I get it, right? Because something happened in the Cowboys game, and I made a noise, and everybody looked at me after I did it, right? But it was a big play, and it was like, look, I'm not, I mean, yeah,
we're still we're
emotional.
That's
exactly. But at the end of the day, though, you have to put your professional best professional foot forward. Okay, what's the question he's going to ask next time? Let's find out next. Don't go anywhere. We got Trevor, Blake, Fred, Khaki Kev, final segment of the program, your text messages and more. Don't go anywhere. It's Fan After Dark.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors. From fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You know, you can't win them all. You can't win them all. We had a couple folks, one person in particular, that didn't like our interview and said ugly things about it. But you know what? We got a lot of good feedback, and that's all that matters. And I just, you know what? I'm going to try to be more positive with the negative texts. And just tell them every time, thanks for listening. That's all you're going to get out of me from now on.
Wow.
It's thanks for listening. Yeah. That's it.
That'll last a day.
Thanks for listening, FD.
Man, so the trolls aren't going to get to you anymore. What if somebody says something personal? Like personal?
It depends. There's only, look, I said this when we were in the, pantry room over there doing the first 30 minutes of the program. My daughter texted me today. And I'm just going to, for anybody out there right now, if you have not spoken to your child or if you're beefing with your kid, give them a call. Cause I, and you know what? And I'll tell you what, Robert said something that really stuck with me when he said that when you have a child and you were a certain way growing up, like you want your kid to be that same way. And maybe it's, you know, we don't show emotion or we're uber aggressive or whatever the case may be. And, you know, I'm not the most emotional guy in the world, but when my daughter texted me today and we texted back and forth a little bit, it probably the best I've felt in the last month and a half. Because the last thing, and you guys are all, I tell you what, just don't be, you can have disagreements with your parents. You can, your parents can say things you don't like. Your parents can piss you off. But especially your kids, man.
Can I just read a text that was sent 3 hours ago?
Maybe.
They said, if you're paying for a cameo, you're directly supporting the artist, not the art, Fred.
I know. I said separate the art from the artist.
Yes, but the good part of him is the art, not the artist.
You know what? Put money on his books, all right? I don't care. Wow. I don't care.
And we will not be saying the all name right? that Fred's referring
I
to.
I don't care.
If you know, you know.
You know, but. I'm not. I don't condone what he did. Mm-hmm. I don't. But if I could get him to say, you're listening to Fair or Foul. By God.
Can you do it?
For $50, I do it.
Can you do an occasion impression?
You said like you did it. I do it.
All right, now Jason's saying no. You said we get both. You said
no, I didn't say we get both.
You said we'd get it by the end of the program.
I didn't say we'd get both.
You promised me.
I never did.
That's all I wanted.
I didn't promise you anything. I don't make promises.
I don't make promises. I just captured them.
I remember the promise.
Let's see. Here we go. Fred Davis is in his feelings today. Maybe. Maybe.
That's a good thing.
Look, man, I don't get my feelings very often. I really don't, but I did. Man, when you got a daughter, it just changes. The relationship that you have with your daughter versus the one you have with your son is just different. It's just different.
Relatable, right, Trevor? For us.
You know?
I mean, I know. But I hear, again, I've done the therapy. I hear what he's saying.
He knows.
I hear what he's saying.
He knows. So.
Would you be a father?
Absolutely. That's a dream for me, brother.
Would you be a father? I think the question is, do you want to be a father?
Okay. When do you want to be a father?
Of course he could be one.
I don't know. Whenever some lady decides to allow me to hang out with her enough to get to that point.
Wow. We got to get your mind right. Listen, we got to get you squared away.
I told you, fellas, we're working on it here. You know, there's one girl that I'm working on at the Stars, so I'll tell you.
Oh, wow.
The radio.
Maybe we'll find out. Not like that.
Shorty, if you're listening, 10 to 11.
She's probably up there working right now.
That
she's
was more
typing
of
up
a
for something.
Off the air.
She can have the Odyssey app. She can have the Odyssey app.
I'm going to rewind.
If she does,
bro,
good.
She's
wearing
right
some
now.
Black sambas. She's wearing some sambas, and I want to compliment her for them.
Those are getting real detailed.
They're tennis shoes. That's all they are. They're tennis shoes.
No, I get it.
Why are you saying tennis shoes?
Why did he leave the space so long?
Why did you just turn green? They're tennis shoes.
Tennis shoes. I mean, be careful the way. So, did you say anything to her today or what?
No, I told you.
I'm going to tell you though, man, you got to be careful because bleeping where you eat is that's tough sledding,
but
bro.
This is bleeping far other places. Like, I don't even know if we would interact any other way, anything in work wise, other than at a Stars
this
game.
This is not good.
Yeah, but you go to 41 Stars games a year.
I mean, sure, that's fair.
We only interact 41 times.
I mean, you do have that. There is that.
Another question I asked is like, how'd you meet your like fiance? Yeah. And they worked together, and so they made it happen, and then friends, and then more. And so I was like, okay,
y'all felt a vibe.
I'm not saying it's not possible. Yeah, how did it go down?
So it was, I got eyes.
Is she the Zamboni driver?
No, she's not.
Hey, Trevor.
Hi. I love you. I
want to. Who's that in the flannel? Come over here, big boy. Hop on.
No,
catch me 10 to 11 Fan After Dark Fridays.
I get looks because I'm a different looking guy. I have a, stop. I'm just trying to, how do I describe it? I've got a curly mustache and long hair. I'm a different looking guy.
You're on the fan cam.
That's what I'm saying. They know, and they certainly like to comment on my mustache. I like my curly mustache. It is what it is. But when a girl looks at me, my first thought is not.
Don't say you're different. Say you're a handsome looking guy. I'm telling you, words matter.
It doesn't wear cologne.
Okay.
There's some chick right now driving around going, what the hell does that mean, different? That's just code for saying you're ugly. Don't say that. Say you're a handsome-looking guy with a mustache.
I'm a devilishly handsome-looking fella.
There you go. Thank you. Okay? Thank you. Words matter.
But I don't know if somebody is looking at me because, like, oh, he's got a curly mustache. Yeah. Or because, like, there's... But we had several... moments when we were in the elevator I was in one corner and she looked at me and I smirked.
Yeah.
Then she looked back? Down. No, she looked down. No. And that's what I'm saying. But I don't know
what
if
do
she
we think her
it.
Name. What do we think her name is?
She looks like an Olivia. She's a whore.
This brings a little interest to the game.
Hey, Liv.
What do we think our last name is?
So there's two. Maybe
Rodriguez.
No, she's very. She's whitey, big time whitey.
Jones.
Well, she's country,
maybe
so
her
maybe
name's Heather.
It's Heather's fair.
What about a Melissa?
She's a horse girl. I can tell.
Melissa Smith.
She's got a dog.
She's from Sulphur Springs. Class of 2017. Went to Stephen F. Austin.
Listen, there's potential. I just don't know. I have to figure out. One,
okay.
I got to figure out if I'm, maybe I'm too old. I don't know. That's
You're never
thing.
Too old.
I don't see, that's what I'm saying.
We don't know how old this person is.
Well, she's got to be in her mid-20s.
That's what I'm saying. She's graduating. Yeah. She's got a ring. I'm very observant. I've paid
graduating.
Yeah, that's what most doctors say. Anyway, continue.
Exactly. I'm doing my best.
What is she
all the positives.
What is she graduating?
I don't know. I just know she's got a
okay,
nice
first of all, this is not Khaki
ring.
Kevin talking, by the way, for the 469.
Wow.
Kev's been here all night,
so that's why why.
I wish I could read the last 469 text right now. I really wish I could read that, but I can't.
Yeah.
Kevin, you want to comment on that?
No comment.
469, I just want you to know that is the text message of the night, but I can't read it.
Someone said, so black sambas are what does it for you, Trevor?
I just think it's a unique, so a lot of girls were there with heels on and things like that, and she's wearing these just black sambas. And
he likes the sporty look.
I was about it. So
someone said Blake has terrible timing. I did at one point almost interrupt our guest like bad, and I had to retreat out of it. I was like, nope, please keep talking.
By the way, 214 said, if someone wanted to get y'all something to munch on during the show, what would y'all like it to be?
Chicken Express. Golden Chick. We need to get a sponsor for that. Bad. I'm a big chicken tender fry guy, big gravy guy, big southern guy. Fred, probably Razoo's. If they're still in business, I'd probably be
they're
his.
Not.
I drove by Razoo's last night.
No, it's still open. They're trying to get it figured out.
Sure they are. They're trying to hire somebody, whoever did Red Lobster, probably.
What if this girl you met, Melissa Smith, said, I'll go on a date, but only if we can go to Razoo's.
Done.
I'm not too proud.
Love it.
All right.
She wants to go 10 to 11 on a Friday. What would you say?
After I'm done. All right. Look, we got to go. Great stuff as always from Khaki Kev. Great stuff as always from Marissa Feinberg, Jay Koppelman, Robert Gallery, and of course, Trevor the Creator. We'll find out more about this tomorrow. For Blake Elliott, I'm Fred Davis. Good night. God bless. We'll see you tomorrow.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors. From fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow.
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.